This is the driver's seat for Kubota, building Australia.
Yeah, you're listening to the driver's seat for Kubota, building Australia. It's time to look at this week's Bendix Brake big moment.
Now on the driver's seat, another Bendix Brakes big moment. Bendix, Australian technology for all-weather confident braking.
If you want cleaner wheels, fit Bendix Brakes. But it was the news that broke the internet at the start of the week. The signing of this man and his return to Gary Rogers Motorsport. Rock, y'all. Non-stop, y'all. To
the beach, y'all. The body rock, y'all. This Sunday here at Hidden Valley goes to the young gun.
Spectacular finish to the 2009 Super Cheap Auto Bathurst 1000 in third place for Gary Rogers Motorsport, Lee Holdsworth and Michael Caruso.
This has been a very, very impressive run for Michael Caruso. He's still got 1.8 seconds in hand and this is going to be a very sweet victory. Can you believe it? Well done, Michael Caruso.
Beautiful drive, Michael Caruso.
Yes, Robbo is back. Mike Caruso will join the TCR Australia ranks after signing a two-year deal with Gary Rogers Motorsport, and we couldn't be happier to see him back with a full-time drive, but please welcome back to the driver's seat, Michael Caruso.
Boys, after that intro, dead set, I've been just doing push-ups and sit-ups after that. I'm jacked. I am absolutely jacked up after that.
Well, let me tell you, mate, out of the three of us, you're the only one doing push-ups.
Stephen
and I have not done a push-up in a very, very long time. Hey, mate, welcome to 2020. Back into a series, mate. Back into a drive. Congrats.
Yeah, thank you. It's been long time coming. We've been working on it for quite a while with Gary. He was very keen on having me part of the program for this year, and particularly lining up in an Alpha was something that he really wanted to make happen. So yeah, I'm pretty excited about it. To join up with Valvoline and Robson, some of the partners that we put together to start this program and, have it go for the next couple of years is really exciting to be a part of.
Mate, have you driven the car yet? I mean, I know it's obviously just sort of announced not long ago and all that sort of thing. So, have you got many sort of ideas on how the year's going to go and all that sort of thing? Because it's a little bit different leading into the year for TCR than you didn't do a full year last year with supercars, but you were so accustomed to knowing who you were driving with and doing a lot of driving against the same sort of guys in supercars. This is going to be a lot different, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's going to be a great little challenge. I mean, I'm pretty excited about it. Like you said, the cars are vastly different from a supercar. they obviously front wheel drive, turbo, a little bit less power, maybe about a quarter of the power that the supercar has. So lots of differences. One thing I first noticed, and I'm probably going to have dramas all year long, is that I have to get in the car on the opposite side.
Left-hand
sitting
side.
On the left-hand side is it's going to be fun getting used to. The mechanics laughing at me trying to get in through the passenger door. But, all these little differences, obviously it's a paddle shift as well, so I won't be able to, what people love to say, I smashed that gear lever, so I won't be able to do that anymore.
Oh, you're a bandit for that. That's going to be funny to watch because you've got the quickest wrist in supercar. The quickest. Don't look at me like that, John. Jeez.
Oh, no.
It's day one.
Every guy out there.
You change gears very quickly.
Oh.
That's gold.
Yeah, so look, there's going to be heaps of differences, but the competition levels continue to rise. The category's growing pretty quickly. The potential to have, I think, 35 plus cars at the Grand Prix is coming to reality. So that's the type of strength in the category, only its second year in. So I know how excited the team are at Valvoline to, and a multinational brand to back me and the team and continue in that series sort of shows With the likes of Channel 7 coming on board and what have you, that there's a lot of potential to grow there.
As race drivers, and I use that term loosely in this studio, anyway, the first person you ever want to beat is your teammates. In GRN...
No, normally it's teammate.
Well, teammate. But in your case, it's a cast of thousands because GRM, names like Jason Barguana, Geordie Cox is coming back, Aaron Cameron was announced during the week, Moffat's going to be in the Renault as well.
Dylan O'Keefe.
Mate, if you beat your teammates, you've had a bloody good day.
Yeah, it's an interesting concept that Gary's got down there. I mean, obviously, there'll be six cars running and two of each brand, you know, Peugeot, Renault and Alfa respectively. So good lineup. It's going to be busy, but I guess it's a little bit different to a supercars model given, you know, I guess commercially that the teams aren't, you know, effectively signing the driver per se, that the driver obviously brings their support and runs their car, which is, you know, no different from my program. But being back at GRM, you know, obviously the connection there with Gary and myself to work together is, you know, the desire there, and pretty excited to go out there and do a really good job.
Obviously got a little bit more on the cards now with the TCR deal. What does it mean for the likes of the co-drive Cameron Waters at Tickford? You know, is that going to continue? And also your media commitments and stuff. You're still going to be a pretty busy boy this year.
I'm going to be bloody flat out this year. I'm just looking at trying to plan out where I'm going to be and how I'm going to do it all. But
so RPM yeah, on 10 again.
That's probably going to happen again this year. So they're their timings happen after Clipsal, or after Adelaide 500.
Yes. First driver to do it, Clipsal. Yeah, we'll
be. For 2020.
Yeah, but Adelaide.
Back to it. Yeah, it's going to be pretty busy. Obviously, I'll continue on with Cam co-driving, but that's not till later in the year. It's good. You know, the ride days and stuff like that, and I'll do things throughout the year with them. Where I'm actually going to Tail and Bend to cut some laps at the very first test day. Next week, but so I'd still be. The good thing is, I'm back driving full time, you know, and that's what I really want to do, because I believe I've still got a lot that I can achieve in motor racing. So, back driving full time, and obviously I'll still do the media stuff because I actually love doing it. You know, I think media is one of those special things that probably like driving. I mean, people like driving, but if you're not good at it and you're running around the back of the field, then there's no point doing it, where media is probably no different. If you don't enjoy doing it, the last place you want to be is in front of a camera, I think.
So back driving full-time, does that mean back in the gym, speaking of things that we don't like, back in the gym, getting fit, all that kind of stuff?
Mate, I never stopped. I don't know if you've noticed. You clearly haven't
had your
shirt off.
Oh, yeah.
But,
I just thought it was Photoshopped.
Yeah, to be honest.
You know, it's much easier buying an apron with a six-pack on it rather than actually getting fit, you know.
No, it's look, dead set. Last year, I actually wanted, I know it sounds weird, but because I guess the way it all ended for me in, you know, at the end of my supercars full-time career, I guess I never felt like it. I still had a lot more to give. So I just tried to keep that mental side by keep training. And, you know, I'd been working obviously at this in the background, and with it all coming to fruition, it's a bit easier to, you know, to continue doing the fitness side when you haven't stopped for 12 months. So,
But having said that, you still had co-drive duties with Cam. So, you know, you couldn't slacken off at all, because there's some of the hardest races. That, I didn't have a co-drive.
What was your excuse?
I had only co-driving a Hyundai at the end of the year.
Nah, it's well, you know, Stevie, you know how hard it is. I mean, it's probably harder more than not when you race fit. And it's, I guess the easiest way to explain to the listeners is no different to footy players. You know, at the beginning of the year, the hardest thing is getting everybody back, you know, game fit, and having that fitness throughout the year is easy to carry on because you've done it. But when you haven't had races under your belts and you just drop in, it doesn't matter if you can, you know, do the Hawaiian bloody triathlon or what it is, when you roll that first race in, I can tell you now that the race to watch this year or in the next few weeks is going to be the very first race on Saturday, because you get out of the car after 250Ks and it feels like 1,000Ks and you did it all on your own and you don't know how you're going to get in the car the next day. And I didn't care which driver says that they're not. They all get out of the car and everybody's pretty much smashed. So, and that just comes down to race fitness. that's literally what it comes down to.
Just laps. You just got to do laps. You got to be in the car. Like, yeah. And you're right. You can run marathons in record times, but you get in a race car and do it for, you know, 2.5 hours, yeah, and you're knackered.
Mate, so, if it's one guy that's never passed out mid race at Adelaide, it's Stevie J. I've seen heaps of them.
Yeah, well,
passed out from heat and
Stevie Owen. He went to sleep. Radisic went to sleep.
Yeah. I think Slady had a big shot there as well.
Before we let you go, mate, talking about teammates, finally we can see you and Moff back together. Any chance that maybe for a retro round we can bring back the Norton Hornets?
The Hornets. How is that? Someone actually sent me, like a fan sent me an inbox message saying, I just bought your race suit from when you're in the Hornets. Any chance I can get you to sign it? So, mate, the Hornets, that was unreal. What a name for a team.
I'll actually let you know on this one, because that was the Kellys had a big old garage sale over the summer, which I went to and picked up a fair bit of merch, I should point out, at discount prices.
You're a tragic.
You're out of control.
But fair dinkum, there are a bunch of race suits that were hung up there going for a fair quid, and the minute those gates opened, everyone ran straight to the Caruso Norton Hornets one.
They all must have been about 6'2", all the people trying to get them, because they wouldn't have fit.
They were buying them for their kids.
Yeah, exactly.
Robbo, seeing you return to GRM on a full-time basis, mate, it was no doubt our Bendix Breaks big moment for the week. Cannot wait to see what you can do in that Alfa Romeo as well. Good luck for the season.
It's been good. I appreciate the... thanks for having me on. Very first show of the year, too. I feel honoured. So...
Mate, well, only the big names get called. Only the big names get called on the first
called
show.
Up. But hopefully we can chat at the track soon. Can't wait.
Put your foot down with confidence. Bendix Brakes, Australian technology for all-weather confident braking. Michael Caruso, we've ridden your coattails enough for one show. We'll chat to you soon, brother.
Thanks, boys. Great to be on.